Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is 1920s recordings of Hoagy Carmichael as a sideman. I don't need to tell you about Hoagy Carmichael, composer of such amazing tunes as Georgia on My Mind, Stardust, etc., etc. He was a good friend of Bix Beiderbecke and wrote a lot about Bix in his two autobiographies. Let's start with the music. First, two numbers I want to play are compositions by Hoagy Carmichael, and these are recordings by Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang. This is September 20, 1929, Harvey first and then March of the Hoodlums. The band consists of Manny Klein and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mole trombone, Jimmy Dorsey and Harold Breithart clarinet, alto sax, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, tenor sax, Hoagy Carmichael piano, celeste, and he's on vocal in Harvey, Joe Tardo on tuba, there is an unknown guitar, and Chauncey Morehouse is on drums and vibraphone. There's some question regarding Irving Mills' place of birth. Several sources give New York City as his birthplace, but Wikipedia tells us that Irving Harold Mills, née Isador Minsky, on 16 January 1894 in Odessa, Ukraine. I'm going to have to do a little reading about this and decide which is the correct birthplace of Irving Mills. He was a very important music publisher, lyricist, musician, jazz artist, promoter. Of course, his association with Irving with Duke Ellington was very important. Well, let's then listen to Irving Mills with Hoagy Carmichael, two compositions by Hoagy, September 20, 1929, first Harvey, then March of the Hoodlums. Thank you.
Harvey's a poor boy, but Harvey's a pure boy. The girls all like Harvey, he's such a nice boy. Harvey's a swell boy, he's really a swell fella. The old folks love Harvey, he's their only boy.
But if you could see how he acts when the people all turn their back, always tight, in a fight, shooting craps and out all night.
But Harvey's a sweet boy, he sure is a neat fellow. We dearly love Harvey, he's our pride and joy.
The next two numbers are by Eddie Lang and his orchestra. This is October 5, 1929. In the summer of 1929, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra went to Hollywood to film for Universal King of Jazz. They were unsuccessful, and by late August of 29, they went back to New York. And Eddie Lang was, with Joe Venuti, one of the members of the Whiteman Band. This group of musicians is basically a band within the Whiteman Band. We have Andy Sechrest on cornet, Charlie Margulis on trumpet, Bill Rank trombone, Bernard Daly and Charles Strickfaden on alto sax, Irving Friedman clarinet tenor sax, Henry Whiteman on violin, Hoagy Carmichael on piano and celeste, Eddie Lang on guitar, Mike Trafficante on bass, George March on drums, And the numbers are first, what kind of man are you, or what kind of man is you, with the Mildred Bailey on vocal. That's her first recording ever. And I will follow that with the Walking the Dog. What Kind of Man Is You is a composition by Hoagy Carmichael. Walking the Dog is a composition by Brooks Sheldon. It's really a very old song. It's, I believe it was published in 1916. So let's listen then to Hoagy Carmichael with Eddie Lang's orchestra, a band within the band of Paul Whiteman. By the way, Hoagy Carmichael had hitched a ride from Los Angeles back to New York when the Whiteman experience with Universal was unsuccessful and decided to go back to New York. Carmichael was on the train, so it makes some sense, I guess, that he'd be in this recording instead of one of the regular pianists in the Whiteman band. Well, What Kind of Man Is You? Walking the Dog, Eddie Lang and his orchestra, New York, October 5th, 1929. forgot to point out that Jovinuti was not one of the members of the Eddie Lang Orchestra, although he was a member of the Whiteman Orchestra at the time. Venuti had broken his wrist in a car accident in Los Angeles, and I believe he didn't start recording again until a few days after the October 5th recording of Eddie Lang with Jorge Carmichael. Well, let's continue with the music. I want to play two numbers by Sugar Ellis. He was born on July 4th, 1904 in Houston, Texas. Died in 1995, also in Houston, Texas. He was a jazz pianist and vocalist and made a few film appearances in collaboration with the director Ida Lupino. In 1927, Sugar Ellis was invited to New York City to make vocal test recordings. His first issued vocal record was Sunday on the Columbia label, and this was followed by a string of records for OK, where Ellis was usually backed by small studio groups and was allowed to pick himself. For example, he had Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Andy Sanelli, and on two occasions even Louis Armstrong. The two numbers I want to play are I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? And If I Had a Talking Picture of You. We have Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Charlie Butterfield on trombone, Jorge Carmichael on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Henry Whiteman on violin, F. Buch on cello, Mike Trafficante on bass, and George Hamilton Green on drums and vibraphone. So let's listen then to Sugar Ellis with Jorge Carmichael as a pianist sideman, October 11, 1929.
Aren't we all in search of happiness? To each one it means a different thing. To some it's health, to some it's wealth, to some it's only what love can bring. Please don't blame me if I'm human too, for I'm the same as you and you and you. I'm a dreamer, aren't we all? Just a lover, aren't we all? In my dreams, each night it seems, my sweetheart comes to call. I'm enraptured just because I feel captured, feel I'm yours. It's ideal, but still it isn't real, and I'm a fool. Aren't we all?
ideal, but still it isn't real, and I'm a fool. But aren't we all? Your photograph each day. You should hear the lovely things I say. But I thought how happy I would be if your photograph could talk to me. If I had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whisper, I love you. On the screen, the moment you came into view, we would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
Next, I want to play another couple of recordings by Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang. This is now November 7, 1929. First, Manhattan Rag, a composition by Hoge Carmichael, and then My Little Honey and Me. The band consists of Manny Klein and Leo McConville on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey and Arnold Brillhart on clarinet, alto sax. There is an unknown clarinet, tenor sax. Hoge Carmichael is on piano and celeste, unknown banjo guitar, Joe Taro on tuba, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums and vibraphone. So here is Hoge Carmichael as a sideman for the Irving Mills group, Manhattan Rag, My Little Honey and Me, November 7, 1929.
Thank you.
Continue with the music. Now I want to play a couple of recordings by Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra. This is again a band within the Whiteman Band. This is October 10, 1929, and all of the musicians in the Trumbauer Band were musicians from the Whiteman organization. This, as I said, October 10, 1929, first Turn on the Heat, with a vocal by Smith Ballou, and then Manhattan Rag. The musicians in the band are Andy Sechrest on cornet, Charlie Margulis trumpet, Bill Rank trombone, Frankie Trumbauer C melody or alto sax, Irving Friedman clarinet, tenor sax, Chester Hazlett alto sax, Min Lee Brook bass sax, Lenny Hayton piano and celeste, Hoagy Carmichael piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Joe Venuti violin, Matty Malnek and Kurt Dieterle also on violin, George Marsh on drums, Smith Ballou on vocal. This is October 10, 1929, and in Lord's discography, Joe Venuti is listed as one of the violinists. I wonder if he was really there or not yet able to play well enough to do recordings. Well, maybe I'll take a look at another source. Evans and Kinner also list Joe Venuti, and in fact he is there because he does a little bit of vocal in the Turn on the Heat recording. So let's listen then to Hoagy Carmichael, sideman for Frankie Trumbauer, October 10, 1929, Turn on the Heat, Manhattan Rag.
Wiggle and wobble and warm up the huddle. Oh, 30 feet low. Turn on the heat, 50 degrees. Get hot for Papa, or Papa will freeze. Oh, oh. Start melting the snow. If you are good, my little radiator, it's understood you'll get a gumdrop later. Turn on the heat, pour in the oil, start in the bubble and come to a boil. You put the burn on for Papa and turn on the heat.
Right, let's wind up today's program with a couple of recordings from December 12, 1927. This is the Gene Goldcat Orchestra after Bix and Trem, and all the other guys had left in September of 1927. This is December 1927, and it is Kansas City. We have Nat Natoli and the Secrets and Sterling Boys on cornet, Lauren Schultz and Red Gingler or Jingler on a trombone, Larry Tice, Bud Hotzell, Reggie Severance, Ray Porter on reeds, Myron Schultz is on violin and he's the leader, Harold Stokes on accordion, an arranger, Harry Bazin on piano, Howie Carmichael on piano and vocal, Joe Galbraith on banjo, Harold George Tuba, Mel Miller drums. And this band is really very good. Gene Goldcat had this amazing talent for bringing together excellent musicians and making very good recordings. So let's listen then to Howie Carmichael on vocal and piano, Kansas City, December 12, 1927, My Ohio Home, So Tired.
so tired of sighing. I'm so tired of being alone, sitting at home this way all day. That's not right, that's why I'm weary, and even my eyes are dreary. Why must you wander and roam, I said roam, though you keep drifting, and we're far apart. My arms are empty, but never my heart, never. I'm so tired of yearning for your return. I'm so tired of waiting on you. That's right.
Hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings that feature Hoagy Carmichael as a sideman. Hoagy Carmichael had a talent, of course, for composing, but he was also very good at finding musicians and playing with them. He played with so many of the great musicians, and he even managed to make a recording with Paul Whiteman that was Washboard Blues. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.